Dude, I hope that while we are saying these words, like, two dudes are just going at it right just now. Like, there's one guy's like hate banging the other. You
just
know?
A bukkake happening yeah, yeah, in yeah. the back.
But an angry one, like, I've always hated you.
Welcome to another Latino with a podcast. I'm the Latino with a podcast, Christian Henningsmeyer, and today I am with Chris Trani. Cheers.
Cheers. Salud.
He kills in Spanish. He kills in English. He doesn't respect boundaries because lately he just like goes like, hey, the gays in the crowd. He takes picture of them.
Well, it's not that I don't support the boundary. I love the boundaries.
You delete the picture after, or you just have a collection of random.
I keep all the lesbianas. I love them all. It's not that I don't respect boundaries. It's that I'm supporting the gay community.
By taking pictures unconsensually of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, this is the first time I saw this happening. They were like,
First off, the audience has no idea what you're talking about. Explain to them the act.
Okay.
Explain to them my greatness.
Yeah, he just goes and he's super high and he's like, hey, how are you? How are you? How are you, people?
Hola.
How are you, my straight guys? Yeah, how are you? How are you? The gays, there's one. Hey, the gays, picture for the gays.
Hola, gays.
Picture, hola, gays.
And then I take a photo of them. Con flash.
Con flash for the gays. Gays, con flash.
Yeah,
gays
it's great.
Is an amazing.
It's awesome.
And it's so stupid, but it's awesome. But
it's so stupid, but the audience loves it.
Yeah,
it's
they
a crazy
do.
Thing.
They
love it.
That I saw it. It was that's the panic button. If you don't want to talk about something,
don't worry. When were you gonna explain to me the rules? I literally in messaging it to him, I was like, dude, what's it about?
No rules.
He goes, whatever you want. And I was like, all right. And yeah, now all of a sudden we got a panic button.
Yeah, it's like the
green. We got a dollar bill. Is this for me?
No,
is this my payment for doing the podcast?
No. The other way around. Jim Balderson gave me that. He's like, I'm supporting immigrants, and he just gave me
the. That's funny. BNHO.
The day I saw this happening was in the comedy bar.
Yeah.
And there was a heckling, like a group of women in the front. And he started doing that. And then they pull out they were taking a selfie of themselves.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm on stage. Like, right. What the fuck?
Right.
And he's like,
right.
Selfie, you want to do so? Okay, let's do so. And you just. He just got out of the stage to take a selfie with them.
I remember that. They were doing in the middle of my set, they were doing a selfie.
But not even selfie, like phone here, he's on stage. The camera is him. Not even here. They were like back to him and they're like, okay.
Yeah, so I just got in it. And they actually they followed me on Instagram.
You fucking murdered that.
Thank you.
That was like I saw Thank that you. And I was like, I'm jealous. And
nice.
I hope I grew up I'm like that.
Yeah, man.
How old are you? You're older than me.
I mean, I'm not much older than you. How old are you?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about 6 years older than you.
You're not 22. I'm 32.
Okay, I'm about 6 years older than you.
Okay, the same radio. Okay, no, I bring two topics to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, what I noticed you've got green screen behind us. What is it?
Gay porn. It's always
gay porn. Honestly, that would actually be very funny. If we were on a podcast right now and behind us was just porn.
Gay porn.
Honestly, gay porn. Whatever, porn. Honestly, you'd actually would have a lot of subscribers.
I just put it on porn. And people were like, I just wanted to watch the gay porn. And they were in the middle, but they were kind of funny.
You'd be amazed how many people are probably like, honestly, like I'm watching porn and learning.
I'm learning about these topics.
That's funny. That's actually a really funny idea.
Okay. Question.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of exes?
I mean, because I'm 6 years older than you, by nature of by the law of nature and assuming a linear theory of time, I have a lot of exes.
Okay. Because I saw this. There's like a trend that is happening on Twitter.
Okay.
That is people like, oh, tell me about a story about the last time you quit your job. But not like, oh.
Is this about Elon Musk and Trump?
No, I don't want to talk about that. I'm done. Like, enough people are talking about that.
It's about a time when you lost your job.
No, okay. but like, but I don't want to, like, the worst time that you quit. But I don't want a story like, yeah, I throw the phone to, or throw the keyboard. Right. I want, like, a really, like, I set on fire two offices.
Okay.
They did that kind of trend. But yeah, it was like, tell me about something that you did in revenge.
To an ex?
To an ex. So I'm gonna read and translate. Well, I can say in Spanish, but for the people.
This is so random. Hey, what's the podcast about? Nothing. We just talk.
Nothing. We just talk. I have
and
my
then
topics.
We've got gadgets.
I do.
And bourbon.
And I have questions in the board for you.
In the board.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Why are you gay?
That's funny.
You are gay.
That's in case you say you're not. I have.
Is that, do you do that to every guest women, or is that just me?
every
guy.
I know.
That's funny. And then meanwhile there's gay porn playing.
Yeah.
And
if they break up in the gay porn.
This is actually like a very fun podcast concept. I don't know how you're gonna pull it off.
And if we see like something coming out of the pants of one of the person in the gay porn, it's like, damn.
Amazing.
But with the ex. I saw this, so it's like, tell me, like, a good revenge you got on your ex. I don't want to know about, like, I changed his password. No, I want to know, like, weird stuff.
Yeah.
These are the answers.
Yeah.
Mind you, all of the answers are women.
Oh, interesting. What are they saying?
That was not planned, but I believe, like, women are more crazy on getting revenge on their exes than what men are. And one of the cases is because if a man does anything that these women have said, he will be in jail.
Gotcha.
So, first one. I fuck his dad, and now I am the stepmom.
No. No. Well, wait a minute. So, you break up with someone, and then you have sex, but now I'm the step... Oh, like she married the dad then. She'd have to marry
No, married, but she's dating the dad now. And it's like, that's fucked up.
That's incredible.
But that's good. I like this one.
This
is like
incredible.
A proof.
But also, like, what kind of a dad dates their son's ex?
If she's hot enough, I'll be there.
Wow. You're here.
Yeah.
Wow.
For some reason, I have my son, and it's for him to bring with me. Okay, terrible. Yeah.
The son's like a scout. He goes out into the field, finds the girlfriend, and then you're like, good job, son.
Good
now
job,
I'm going to
son.
Ruin your life.
No.
You're a psycho.
No. These women are psychos.
These women are psychos. Not Christian. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Not the best sound cue, but all right.
Women.
For the record, I did not say that. I did not say women and then laugh like an evil villain. For the record, let the record state.
So, I used to work in a bar.
Okay.
Like he used to work in a bar.
Okay.
And I work for the government.
This is a woman talking.
This is a woman talking.
Okay.
He used to work in a bar, and I work for the government.
Yes.
I always send them food and for everybody at the bar, and he cheated on me with with one girl of the bar.
Okay.
So everybody like covered him up.
Mm-hmm.
So when she find out, she sent government people to close down the bar and everybody lost their job.
Yeah. That's funny. Do another one.
That's funny, but it was way too much.
Yeah, like, it is way too much.
Like the poor guy, like the dishwasher is like, what the fuck? Like I didn't do shit.
Yeah. That's a little too much.
Okay. So, like this is also like a lot too much. But like he got it coming. The guy was cheating on her with the wife of a cop. So
wife of a cop. Okay.
So she sent all the information to the cop, and the cop make false accusation, and now he's in jail.
Shit. Okay.
Way too much. So this one doesn't even like. She's like I. Asked him to tell me everything that he did to his previous girlfriends, and then I did everything that he said to him.
Oh, shit.
It's like, why then?
Wait, I asked him, what did he do to all his previous... Oh, like the revenge that he did to all the previous girlfriends.
Yeah.
A lot of these people got to break the cycle. Damn, this is some sad shit. Some sad shit.
So, he cheated on me, and then like, I... fuck his boss.
Wow.
And I started dating his boss and I told him and he fired him.
No. No way. That is next level.
No, this is next level.
Okay, all right.
I ordered someone to steal his car and then ask for rescue money for the car. And with the money, I just buy clothes.
I asked for someone to steal his car. Sorry.
He hired someone to steal his car.
Hey, here's
and then ask for a ransom. And with the ransom money.
If you want your car back.
Yeah, and with the ransom, she bought herself clothes.
I don't believe it. That's, you'd have to, you know, you're committing grand theft auto. That's like years in jail. Like, that's.
This is tough. Like, for some reason, like, we don't know what happened. All the memory, the memory with his old thesis just disappeared.
His memory with the what?
With the thesis, like the last project you do with, like, for college.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the
thesis.
Name?
Thesis. Yeah.
She just deleted. That's way too much.
That's way too
much. That's like steal my car.
But
don't
she'd have to. She would have to exist. That's before Google Docs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, these have to be like USB memory.
That's like, yeah. That's like floppy disk shit. That's like that's an old person right there. That's an old. They had Microsoft Word, and that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they had
this is way too much.
They
steal my car.
It. Yeah,
like take the car. Like don't do this.
God.
Okay, another one. This
do another one. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, this is a little fucked up. Like, he cheated on me with a friend. So
he cheated on me with a friend. So her friend, good.
Her friend. So
yikes.
I fuck his uncle.
Oh.
Then I started dating his uncle, and his uncle brought me to family reunions and made him call me her aunt. That's like so bad.
Yeah, but the
just called. This is your aunt, okay?
Yes, but this is only sort of like funny or cool or a good comp. What if the uncle's a loser? You'd be like,
yeah, like the uncle have to be like nice.
The uncle's got to be the cool uncle or something, you know.
This it touched a fiber of me because like I make him getting deported from the United States.
Oh no, that is like too much.
This is way too much.
What did he do though? Do you know? Like how
they don't say what they do. They just
oh,
like,
just
they,
like I got him deported. Like he broke up with her, and so
yeah,
she got him deported. Dang.
And the other one that I remember that was like this is too much. Like he like same attitude. Like that she started fucking the dad, and then she started dating the dad. And he make his dad cut the university funds, the car, and he threw it out of the house. And it's like, this is like, what the fuck?
But it's just like revenge. This is heinous revenge.
Exactly. And this is my point. Okay. All of them are women.
Wow.
Because I believe like, and the question.
I'm glad we're recording this.
The question is.
Bro, you're going to get canceled. Keep talking.
I do not care.
Okay. All right.
Cancel me.
Yeah, I mean, there's gay porn playing in the back. By the way,
exactly.
is it two dudes or is it two women?
Two dudes.
Great. You know what's funny is I thought maybe somehow, some way, one day, I could maybe run for office. I could be like a House of Representatives, you know. Now,
not anymore.
Not after this podcast. And honestly, it's your podcast. I didn't.
But this is the question. The question I had at the beginning.
Yeah.
This is all circular to show you how these women deal with men, and you've seen that a lot more often from women.
Right.
Like the guy cheat on her, and they do like. Oh, I burn his stuff. I throw away everything. But I believe this is not like a sane way to deal with.
Yeah, it's not. No, you got to break cycle.
Like that. That's like that's like basically if you swap the roles. Imagine like if is a guy that is like, oh, she cheated on me, so I just fuck her mom and I make her call me a step.
Right.
That's like.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? Just go to therapy.
Yeah, exactly. And there's you raise an interesting point. Like, if that had been men,
this is funny, but if this is men.
Yeah, because it's like she cheated on me, so I dated her aunt, and then at the family reunions, I made her call me uncle. It's just like.
Exactly.
You're like,
or she cheated on me, so therefore I fucked her mom.
Yeah.
And I make her mom, like, got all the funding for her college. It would be your. A fucking monster.
You'd be a, yeah.
But here is like, that dude deserves it. Fuck
yeah, kind of. It's Twitter. So but you also don't know how much of that is true.
Yeah, you don't know. We don't know.
You
but
know.
But even though if these exactly these people,
Yeah.
Are not saying the truth.
But you also
I believe that happens.
You also have to wonder. I do believe that all of those things have I do like to think that in the history in the history of like US history or like, you know, like American culture, right? I mean the nation's over 250 years old, that every one of those iterations has probably happened.
Yeah.
You know, totally. For sure. You know, like the girlfriend cheats on you or like the boyfriend cheats on you. You date the boss. You can get the guy fired. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Some iteration of that. Yes. However, like, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Go to therapy.
Yeah. Go to therapy. Yeah. Like,
I always, not to cut you off, but to cut you off. That's how I always feel about like superhero movies, right? Like sometimes you're watching, like, I remember one of the Star Trek Beyond, like it came out in the past, like, 10, 15 years, it's like the guy wants to blow up the planet because, like, the planet had somehow done an accident and it killed his wife, and he's going to kill every human on the planet. And you're like, bro, bro.
There's some CEOs I can send you the names of.
Go to therapy. You know, like, do yoga. Like, yeah. Like, you know.
Well, a lot of these villains.
Like drink. Like, you know, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of these villains in Marvel movies, they're like, oh, yeah. They killed my wife.
Right.
So now.
Right.
I'm going to terrorize this whole city.
Right. I'm going to kill every lot. And you're like, dude, just drink like all of us. You know, like, it's very, like, you're like, it's not plausible. Like, I've been angry at tons of people in my life.
And I just punched two.
Yeah. Or you just get over it. I will tell you this, like, and it's so sad that the comedians on the podcast with gay porn are giving therapy advice. But, like, I will tell you this, like, there's nothing better than, like, forgiving. Because, and maybe you don't forgive, but you just, like, I don't want to think about this person. I don't need to be hung up on it. Because it's so freeing. Because, like, you don't want anyone in your mind who you don't want in your mind.
Because he's stealing energy from you. That's my way of thought. It's like,
yes.
I don't want to spend my energy thinking about revenge about this person. Just let it go.
Yes. Okay, I got to tell you a story. And I can do this in a circular way. There was a comedian here in Chicago. He's not a comic anymore, of course. But
actual comics and no of comics that are doing it, and I was like, but they're not that good, and it's like, yeah, this way. It's like, no, he's still doing it.
Oh, true. So he was fine to mid to not good, and he's since quit. But anyway, he was not a good, nice guy, bit of a psycho and all this stuff. And anyway, in the subsequent years that he was like trying to like bully my friends and I, we were on so many shows together, and I used to do the thing where I'd like sit there and like not talk to him, and like, I'm not gonna talk to him, and I'm gonna be mad, you know, I'm gonna pretend to be on my phone, anything to not give him energy, you know?
Yeah.
But then I finally like got drinks with the dude, and I like forgave him, and he was like, why are you forgiving me? And he's like, I've been an asshole. And I was like, okay, this is absolutely true. Because A, it's the right thing to do. But B, it also, like, it's so much work to be mad at someone.
Yes.
You know, like, I was like, I don't want to sit there in the green room and pretend to be on my phone, so I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
This is so much work.
Free you also to forgive.
Right, to go out of my way and be like, harumph, like, I'm not gonna bring him up with energy or whatever. Like, what? Like, do you know how hard that is?
And I'm gonna say this before the pause, because we make a pause in this pause. Yeah. I didn't explain that.
We do a pause?
Yeah, but it's a little pause. But one of the things that you realize when you forgive is that...
This podcast brought to you by therapy.
By therapy. Be better. When you forgive, it feels so free. And then these people... Like, they have all the anger and everything, and they are there. If you want a good revenge, forgive, because these people are gonna get even more mad that you are chill,
dude. I hope that while we are saying these words, like, two dudes are just going at it right now. Just like, there's one guy's like hate banging the other, you
just
know?
A bukkake happening in the back,
but an angry one, like, I've always hated you,
and we're like. Forgive.
Okay, but for real, what goes on? You can't clip this out and have gay porn playing and then post it.
No, it's just a background that I just changed from colors. But
honestly, you should actually like do like video footage of just like dolphins.
Just at least I'll put in this
swimming. You know, like the weirdest, lamest stuff. Like.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll put it for this part. This
you should.
Section.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a pause, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have dolphins in the
we'll
back.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. He's doing something else, but we are back. We were doing the gay porn so we can put our own gay porn because the copyright is... because they do the copyright, so we have to make our own. So I have all the rights of this.
I'm telling you, man. Oh, nice. That's oh, that's what.
Yeah, that's how it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like.
But getting back.
So, how do you know what gay porn sounds like, buddy? Wow.
Yeah. I have. I did my research for the
podcast.
Hey, yo. What kind of research? You will never know. Okay. Okay. That. We did therapy, and that was really nice. Really good. But.
Yeah.
I saw this online on Reddit. It's called Papi. And he plays the Macarena. If you touch.
Yeah, I see him. What?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty, yeah.
I dig it. I dig it.
I mean, so it's kind of dumb, but what? Why is it on the pod? Just by the way, what is that?
That's a Gazelle's. Like I won.
Oh, you won a Gazelle. Yeah. Best comedy podcast. Another Latino with a podcast.
Yeah,
that's what this is called.
Yeah,
you didn't even tell me that.
You don't need to know. But
that's great. Wait, you won a Gazelle?
Yeah.
So who nominated you? Who do you
I don't know.
Know
I don't know who nominated me, but I know my mom sent the link to a lot of Venezuelans, and Venezuelans were like. We don't know him, but we're going to vote for him. Mm-hmm. Like, if they check the IP of where the boats came from in the Gazelles, they'll be like, what is this all Venezuela, like, red, like, voting for this show?
Yeah, that's so funny.
But thank you so much for voting for me. But
gracias, abuelas.
Abuelas, abuelos. But the next topic is, I saw this online, and I find it really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get back to therapy, but... Because we are white men and we can do therapy. Like, yeah, power. Okay.
I'm getting canceled just for being white.
I don't care. But I saw this. I find it interesting. The amount of money they put on the hypothetical was too much, so I'm going to lower it down. But $10 million are on the line.
Yes, but I will do it. Yes.
I'll suck it. But you and 100 people have to come out with... One minor inconvenience that you can live with.
Yeah.
But you and 100 people. And each of you have their individual, like, policy. Like, you don't have connection with these 90 other 90.
Well, what does that have to do with the other 100 people? What? So it's my inconvenience, okay, I get how much money?
No, here you go.
$10 million?
$10 million.
Yeah.
Who gets the $10 million?
Mm-hmm.
100 people, they write minor inconveniences on their life that you can have on your life.
Right.
Put it on an envelope, and then whoever wins the $10 million, the person who the inconvenience doesn't repeat. Or if two people write the same, like the least amount of people that write the same inconvenience, they get the money.
Oh,
so you gotta be clever.
So
what minor? Because if you put like, oh yeah, I'll steal always like one battery from controls. Like a lot of people would put that shit.
If you would steal one battery from what?
From like remote controls or everything that you always have like one battery.
Yeah,
that's a minor inconvenience that a lot of people.
Yeah, but not a lot of people
about.
I think would write that. So
I believe they will.
I think 100 people, too many. I think you would see too much variance, so you would all be getting the
a little bit of the money, which is also okay.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So depending on how many people in a faction agree with the minor inconvenience. Yeah, but I don't think you're hearing me. I think you could easily too often find 100 people with 100 different.
What would be your minor inconvenience?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I've often thought about this. Like,
I always think about minor inconvenience.
I know, I really have thought about this. Like, okay, like if someone could be like, okay, Chris, you could have your dream life, what would it be? I mean, mine would be, I think my dream life would be to be like a Major League Baseball player, like the greatest baseball player of all time.
Okay.
Like, you know, 45 home runs every season, 100 plus RBIs, like you hit 350 average. Like you're the greatest of all time. You win the World Series all the time. Like, but, Yeah, but on the condition that it's one inconvenience. I've tried to think, like...
Okay, what is it would be?
Well, I don't know, but it's like...
But think. What would be, like, inconvenience?
Because
batteries are an inconvenience. What about you're always, no matter what you're going to buy, you're always, like, 25 cents short. Every time you're going to buy something in cash, you're always 25 cents short.
But then...
Or $1.
But if you're, like, a millionaire, or you got your 100 million...
It doesn't matter. The condition is, like...
So then what do you got? You can't buy it?
You have to find $1 every time you're going to buy something. Every time
that's
you're going
funny.
To buy
you're
something.
Like, hold on. Let me go to an ATM. Or like every time you're like, dude, you're...
No, you have to ask for something.
So you're like, okay. You like go to buy like a $75,000 pickup truck. And they're like, dude, you're short $1.
Yeah.
You got a stack of ones and you have to be like, fine. Will you take cash? And they're like, no, we won't. You know?
You gotta find that
that's
$1.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I would probably see, I try to always think, like, how do I pick an inconvenience that, like, isn't the end of the world? Like, I would probably go with something like, my electronics devices hold, like, a half a charge. So if your cell phone can, like, last 10 hours, mine will last 5.
Okay, yeah. That's an inconvenience. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll think about another one.
Yeah.
You... Never feel like scratchy. Yeah, you never want to scratch yourself.
Right.
But when every time that it usually will happen, it will be in a place on your body that you cannot reach.
That's a nightmare. Would that be what? See, I don't think that would be worth no amount of money. Because imagine you had a scratch right now and you couldn't. You would just be like, it'd be a nightmare.
About $10 million.
Okay. Yeah, but $10 million.
I mean, you can scratch yourself with something else, but every time that you get, like, something that's...
Well, what if the need to scratch, they made the scratch constant, and then...
If they make it constant, it would be a fucking nightmare.
It'd be a nightmare, and then no amount of money, because no woman, you know, or partner, you know, I know you're gay, so, like, no. Because it is, this is the Gazelles gave you... It's definitely the gayest podcast, they said.
The podcast with the best background.
Imagine winning an award, but it's so niche.
Best background.
Yeah. Is the content good? It's not good. The backgrounds are phenomenal. Yeah. Again,
it's lightning.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of gay dudes watching. But they watch your podcast on mute. So there's no... That's actually like what you're talking about. Like... You're like, I go down in history as the greatest podcaster. I'm great. I have more listeners than CNN, Joe Rogan, anyone, Mark Maron. And then they're like, yeah, but no one listened. They watched
it. They never know what you're talking about. People in sign language like, this is too boring.
There's like a cottage industry of like people who are like, no. I found a way to fade out the podcast discussion, but play up the gay porn.
Okay, what about this? More inconveniences. I got this one.
Yeah.
You, every day, like, you can eat top like 500 calories. You can eat whatever you want. Like all food is free.
But you
have to eat 500 calories tops.
Oh.
If you like go above, you lose the money.
Or I see your point. It's like you can eat whatever you want completely free of charge, but only up to 500 calories.
Yeah. Or let's
honestly,
say
that would not be fun at all.
No.
No, seriously, you can eat whatever you want. Let's say, fine, cheeseburger, boom. They're like, all right, that's 500 calories. That's 489 calories. It's perfect. That's almost it. You eat the cheeseburger, right? 6 hours later, you're like, I need another freaking cheeseburger.
And not only that, like, no one tells you how many calories you just ate.
And then you go to...
But if you go above,
right,
you lose the money immediately.
Well, then it wouldn't be worth it. Honestly, that's not even a perk. What's the benefit there?
Just tragedy.
Money. No, it's got to be one of those things like, yeah, you're right. Like, you get $10 million, but you can't scratch an itch. You're like, okay, what if this? You get $10 million, but they have to cut an extremity, like either a finger or a toenail.
For a finger, I'll do it.
I'd do like a toenail.
obviously toenail.
Like, yeah. I don't think anyone would notice.
But if you have to be a finger, I'll just one of the fingers of mine. Like,
oh, no way. Food, like, I think, honestly, I thought of it. Like, okay.
Imagine going to a girl. It's like, why do you have four fingers? Like,
okay, this is the most
I have $10 million.
This,
like,
this is the most effed up question I'll ever do, but I'll do it on a pod for the fun of it. Sometimes this is the way the human mind works. Sometimes.
This is the way your mind works.
But sometimes, is there anything so bad that could happen to you that you would be like, I just have to, like, I need to check out of life right now? Like, I actually think if I lost a finger, I might be like, I'm out. End it. End it.
That's too
Get
low.
Get me out of here.
No, that's too low.
Are you kidding me?
It's a finger.
Yeah, but what if, like, a woman won't date you?
How many stand-up clips do you have, like, hey, do you know how many fingers I have? 10? Like, it wouldn't matter in your career
you
at all.
You'd get some material out of it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You're like, I just lost one finger. Like,
no, I think that way.
But something that it will be like, I need to leave. Like, that's it. I believe it will be, I really love food. So if I had some points, like, hey, you lost all your taste buds.
Yeah,
like everything will taste like just like a mud pipe. I'll be like, that's it.
Wait a minute. So it's the trade off is everything tastes bland.
No, this is something that will make me check out of life.
You mean food? So if you could not taste
anything,
food, spirits, liquids, solids,
nothing.
You are out. You're out.
Yeah, like one of the pleasure of life is eating. Imagine that everything looks amazing because it still looks amazing.
Wait a minute.
And you eat it and it's like, it's bland.
No. Hold on. Not stand-up. Not sex. Not going on a cool sailboat. But like if you can't taste, you're out?
I believe, yeah.
Damn.
For the rest of their life, it's like.
I mean, look, that's a bummer.
But imagine.
That's a bummer.
All meetings are it's like, oh, you go to a new country. You should try the food. It's like
yeah. I mean, food rocks. Food's right. Yes, it's one of the great. Are you a sugar guy? Like, do you do sugar?
By sugar, you mean
like candy, Coke. Sweet sugar?
Coke.
No. Nay. Okay. I'm not talking about that on this podcast.
Yeah, no. I do. Like, I crave.
Well, wait a minute. Answer that question. Do you do the cocaína?
No,
I mean, if you're gonna bring that into this pod.
No, mamá. Lo que está diciendo es mentir. No.
Oh, is your mom listening to this?
Sometimes.
You're gonna project gay porn while your mom.
It was her idea.
What's your mom's name?
Anna.
Anna. Hola, Anna.
Hola, Anna.
By the way, this is not actually like a podcast. So the thing is that you actually dated my ex-girlfriend, so now I'm dating Anna.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. Like mama, mi papá.
So, Anna, hijo. Yeah, you're my hijo.
Hijo. Dude.
It's my revenge.
I'm going to say this. I was to Stratton, Illinois, right? And
you were what?
Stratton, Illinois. And
were going straight on Illinois.
No, Stratton.
You had a strap on. What?
I got a Stratton in Stratton, Illinois. That's a place that exists.
Oh, you went to Stratton, Illinois.
Stratton, Illinois.
Okay.
Okay, and I did the Ronnie Ray Show. Amazing show. You should do it. It's amazing. At the
Ray Show.
Yeah, 122 Theater. So I was doing the show.
Great.
Amazing.
Great.
I did really good. And at the end, there was a lady.
Yeah.
A mom. She was about, I don't know, 50-something.
And you and her hit it off.
Dude, she... After the show, she was like a little drunk, and she's like, "Oh, let's take a picture." And I put the before the picture, she's like, "You're gonna be my new husband. You're gonna be my new husband." Like, yeah, okay, let's take the picture. So we put for the picture. She was on this side, and she just like grabbed my ass.
She
didn't grab it, but she put her hands in my butt.
Cola, yeah,
and I was like,
"Wait, she put her hands in your butt?"
Yeah, and I was like, "Ooh, should I fuck her now? Like, what is this? Like, are we dating?" No,
happened? Did you get her number?
I don't, because she was like 50-something. I feel really flattered, but I like.
I love how you say that to the camera like she's listening.
But maybe the sun, like because the sun follows me on Instagram.
Yeah, that's it.
The sun does follow me on Instagram, if you watch this clip, your mom does my
ass. That's my one criticism of like the, you know, you're saying the Reddit or the Twitter, like, hey, here's how I got revenge. Those are great revenges if you are truly good looking. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
That's my problem with that. You have to be so freaking hot that you can pull off those
the
revenges.
Mom, yeah.
Yeah, the moms or whatever. Or like, yeah, like to be able to, fine, the guy broke up with me. I'll date the you know, I'm not, maybe you don't, but it's like.
Have you ever been with moms?
No comment.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, and then you're going to make a comment, okay?
Yeah.
The biggest age difference I had, I was 19. I was 19 years old.
Okay.
And she was 25.
Oh, six years. They're selling about 6 years in here.
Years older than me.
She was 6 years older than you. Yeah.
She was 25 years older than me.
Okay.
She was 44.
Oh, she was 25
years older.
Ana, eso es 25 años. Okay. De mayor. De mayor.
I was 19. She was 44. And her daughter was 18.
Hilarious.
And yeah, it was
Did
so weird.
Did you know her daughter?
Yeah.
Aww.
But it's kind of hard. It's like, okay, like, the daughter might like me, but I'm dating the mom. It feels kind of half. It's like, it feels like, okay, I'm attractive enough that I got
Yeah.
I got what made you.
Yeah, I mean, funny. Wait, did you and the 18-year-old ever hit it off?
No, never, yeah. never.
But you weren't into
it? It would be weird. Like, I'm dating your mom. I'm your dad. You can.
you dated the
no,
mom?
No, we just.
It was just like a hookup.
Yeah.
Is this
Ana?
How many? Yeah, Ana, lo siento.
No, you.
Usted tuvo que oír eso.
Have you dated a mom?
Have I dated a mom? Actually, now that I think about it, no.
Never?
I can't think of. I'm sure there's been maybe like a fling or a thing, but like not. No.
Not dating.
Not like dating. Like, I've never had, like, been like, hey, kids. Like, I've never, no.
Okay, we're going to, okay, I believe we're.
Another break for the camera.
No. We're going to end on this question. Then we're going to do the bonus content. But we're going to end on the podcast, the episode on this question.
I'm honestly having fun. This is a fun podcast.
It's fun. Like, and the bonus content, I
get
already...
why you won a Yazeli.
A Gazeli.
Ana, lo que es. Este es un. ¿Cómo se dice? Like, prize.
Premio.
Premio. Es un premio para los.
But.
Comediantes aquí en Chicago.
Okay. Question.
Yeah.
For you. So I can see where
Repuesta.
Your morals
okay.
are.
What's up?
What is the worst revenge you will do? On a person, we talk about forgiveness, but this yeah. person broke your heart, like stole some money, made out and fucked your best friend, and make your best friend stop talking to you, and a little bit hurt your comedy career because she started like spreading lies about you that were like not
true. Is
this
based on the truth? What are we doing? Jeez.
So this is a really bad person. And you
no,
break,
I know.
And
right?
you
you're,
break
you're
up.
Trying to see what I'm willing to do for revenge.
Exactly. What would you do for revenge? What is your like limit? That is like I'll do this. Not.
Unfortunately, sir, you. I don't know if you heard the middle section of your own podcast, but like, no, man, I'll stew.
Like forgiveness.
I'll stew for like a week or two, but
punching walls. So have you ever?
When it comes to execution. You don't.
Have you ever punched a wall?
I will fantasize all day long. About, you know, I'll fantasize about getting, but when it comes to execution, you gotta break the cycle. I'm sorry, man. I know that's not the answer you wanted.
No,
you
this
wanted
is, no,
juice,
no, actually, this
juice.
Is the answer I want because it's like, that means you are a fucking sane person.
I can't do it. I fantasize. The truth is, and fine, if you're recording this, the truth is like all human beings, I fantasize about, you know, fucking you up. I mean, I will daydream. That's funny. That's very funny. But I will daydream about ruining you,
yeah.
But I will do nothing. I mean, and I just don't want to. You got to break the cycle. Forgive ultimately.
You do like the least. It's like you see him in person. You're a fucking hoe, and then you go home and you're still shaking like I did it.
Yeah. Or you say that and you're like I'm so sorry, I didn't mean that. You know, like you're fine. I would have done the same. Yeah, it's like, dude, like, don't get me wrong. Like, people have wronged me, you know, but dude, it's just not okay. I'll tell you a story for the pod.
For the pod.
Okay, if you want to hear some real dirt on me, Or not dirt, but like you could actually verify this in a court of law. How about that? I'll tell you a quick story because I know you got to wrap on your pod. I had a friend, a good friend.
Okay.
And I don't think that they meant to, they meant to screw me over because they had to. They were not good with the money. They did not make a lot of money. They could not afford rent.
Okay.
They were getting evicted. Yeah, you. But it was a buddy of mine, and he could not afford rent. So quick story for the camera, for the pod, for anyone listening. I had a friend who could not afford rent. I did not know that he could not afford rent. He hit me up. He said, Chris, will you pay for my student loans? I was like, no, I'm not going to. He goes, will you co-sign for my student loans? I was like, bro, I just got out of debt. I just paid off my debt. I'm not going to co-sign. I'm not going to be on the hook for a pal student.
Another debt, yeah.
He goes, all right, I understand that. A year goes by. 1 year later, he goes, hey, man, I'm going to sign up for a new apartment. Will you co-sign for my apartment? And I, that's right, listener, I was like, who doesn't pay their rent? Absolutely, buddy. Like, come on over. I'll co-sign. I co-signed for his rent. I was a co-occupant. Yeah, let's do it. I'll co-sign for your rent. In fact, like, do you need money? He goes, yeah, dude. I could use like $500. I go, I wrote him a check. I go, here's $500. Handed him a check, buddy. I never saw him again.
No.
I never saw the guy again. 4 months later, I got an email from the landlord saying, Dear Christopher Trani, in light of the fact that you co-signed for one, I won't say his name on the pod, we regret to inform you that he is 4 months past due. He currently owes $5,896. When can you pay us this money? And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, you know, we have not heard from so-and-so. You owe us almost like $6,000. Pay us now. I was like, I don't have $5,000. I'm not going to
pay.
I'm not living in the apartment. They're like, you co-sign for it.
You're fucked, yeah.
I was effed. And I go, you need to evict him right now. And they go, well, we don't want to do that. We want to give everyone last opportunity. I was like, evict him.
Throw him out.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I'm every passing month. It was something like, the guy, I didn't know it. The guy went and signed up for, with my credit, my name, my credit score. He went and signed up for like a 3-bedroom apartment all by himself. It was like $1,500 a month. And man, I had to get a lawyer. I had a guy get this. I mean, this is juice for the pod. I hope people are listening at this point. I had a police officer come by my work, come by,
just do
leather jacket, gun, all the things, and he's like, "We're here to find Christopher Trani." And the front desk was so cool. They go, "Hey, man, the cops are looking for you. Should we tell him you're here?" I was like, yes, tell him I'm here.
No.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
no, never tell them where I am, and you just escape through it. Back door's like, I don't know what he did, but I support it.
But actually, it was the iron. It might have been one of the few times in human history where the police were looking for someone, and I wanted to go meet him. I go, yes, tell them I'm here. I'm coming, you know, because, like, it was a subpoena to go to court.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sign it. Like, let's go to court. Let's evict the guy. Let's go. So I was I was one of the few people in the history of the law who ran towards the police to be like, I'll sign your subpoena. So it cost me.
I was going to say something so racist.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say anything racist. So it cost me, if you're still
listening. If it is a black guy, they're like, stop him. Okay.
Well, okay. and that's been our pod.
I've said worse things.
Yeah, yeah. Cut that out. But never. Bottom line.
I don't cut anything.
Bottom line, like, the guy, eventually they had to evict the guy. He wasn't paying the rent. I got dropped from the lawsuit. I had to pay a lawyer to get me dropped from the lawsuit. It was so funny. And I know we're over time, but, like,
no, we're
good. I had, like, it was so funny. Like, so you get these angry, threatening letters and emails. Yeah. They're like, you are past due on rent. I'm like, I know. It's not me. So I called the place to be like, can you all stop being so mean to me? Like, I'm not past due on rent. Like, it's this Mr. So-and-so. It's my friend.
Okay.
And they, like, they're so used to deadbeats not paying the rent that they like yelled at me. They're like, "You fucking aren't due on the rent. You fucking deadbeat, pay your rent." I was like, it's not my rent.
You were in the co-signing document.
And it was so funny. I had to pay a lawyer to call them. And then they were like, "Oh my God, we're so sorry." Like,
if you have money to pay for a lawyer, why don't you just pay your rent?
Like, "Oh my God." And then they're like, "He co-signed for him? Oh, so sorry, dude. But we're going to evict him." And I was like,
yeah, do it.
Yeah, it was crazy. So anyway. Well,
this is a nice story because I just sent $150 to a friend. And I don't know if I'm going to see him again.
You better not a co-sign for his
friend. No, but, okay, no. But I'm going to end the podcast on this. I sent him $150.
Okay.
Because I was like, if he cross me, like, if he like really like steals the money, don't give it back. For me, my mindset is like, then, like, I paid $150 to know he was not my friend. That was,
yeah.
And that's cheap as fuck. Like, I just paid $150 to actually know he's not really my friend.
Yeah.
So, Nelson Álvarez, págame mi dinero, mamá huevo. El coño de tu madre, dame mi plata. Se llama Nelson Álvarez. ¿Dónde está mi dinero?
That was so funny. Honestly, that was actually... So funny. Oye, Nelson Álvarez, ¿dónde está el dinero de Cristian? Por favor.
Págale.
Págale.
Okay. And with that, we're going to end the episode. So, chao.
Bye, adios. Ana.
You have to say adios.
The only listener, Ana.
Adios.
Ana, adios, Ana. Llámame.